Hello and welcome to chatbiz.org. With me today I have Andy Wilson from BSI. Welcome Andy, and thank Hello. You for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Can you just please let us know what BSI stands for?
It's the British Standards Institution.
Right, okay, so you're a government force.
Not quite. We're a Royal Charter Company. But we are which effectively makes us non-for-profit. Any profits that we do make, we invest back into the business to improve standards and performance for businesses.
And where would people normally have come across the name BSI, British Standards?
I think the branding of the kite mark is probably pretty much world-renowned. That is the BSI. So you may have seen us on fire extinguishers, on windows, on doors, but not necessarily link the two together. So the kite mark is BSI. And that's probably where you've come across us, and businesses may have come across us through through tenders and documents like that, where they need to find out some more information on standards themselves.
Right. Now, I've come across, having the nursery here, there are certain British standards that I have to adhere to for things like, you know, children's playgrounds, the size of the width in fencing, the height of fencing, materials of fencing. It comes even down to trees on construction sites are all controlled by British standards, and I have to adhere to all these British standards. And I think lots of people may come across British standards possibly that way. But one of the big things I know of with British standards is the ISO 9000. Now, that is a standard that historically started because we didn't really have any control with regards to standards. And I don't know whether you know this, but I just thought it was quite fun. And I did look up to see where it started. And it started during the Second World War. We in the UK had a problem. Bombs were going off in factories.
Right.
And to solve the problem, the UK Ministry of Defence based inspectors in the factories that supplied the munitions. And if you wanted to be a supplier, you had to write down the procedures for making your product. You had to ensure your workers worked to these procedures by inspecting their work. And finally, you had to have the whole method of working inspected by a government inspector. And from that, that's where the whole thing came along.
Okay.
That's actually quite a good description of, you know, why we do it, you know. If we manufacture, if we make things, if we promise we do things, it is to do it to a standard that is acceptable.
Yeah.
Now, why in a small business would we need it?
Two reasons, really. I think the first reason is the most important, and that's to ensure that as you grow as a business, you have a structure, basically, to grow into. And I think that's what ISO 9001 certainly aims to achieve. The second reason is commercial need nowadays. There are a lot of contracts out there that request standards to be included, you know, within your response, and ISO 9001 is probably the most common.
Right.
But we still at BSI believe that the most important reason for adopting a standard is to improve your business performance in that field. So in 9001's, it would be quality. We'd be looking at improving your quality performance.
Right. So why do we as small businesses need it?
ISO 9001 is really something that will allow a business to have a structure to grow into. Every business in the UK will have a management system. How well that's structured and how well that's seen through by every employee within the business is really defined by how often it's checked. What ISO 9001 effectively allows you to do is ensure that as a business, where you have procedures in place and controls in place, they are actually being adhered to by all employees. Even in small businesses, you may have a team of employees who are effectively doing the same role. What you don't want to have is different employees doing the same thing differently.
Right, so it brings that levelling of the service.
Brings out that level of control, and it also averts the risk to the business, because if one person's doing it one way, and that's the right way in terms of the business practice, but there's another person who sits maybe opposite them doing the same job but doing it a different way, you have to ask yourself, why are they doing it a different way and what risk is that to the business?
Right.
They might not be capturing certain pieces of information, etc., etc. So what ISO 9001 effectively brings is one structure for all employees to work towards to ensure that the delivery of their service, product, whatever it may be, is of the highest quality that they can possibly achieve.